The Guest List. Each episode, we ask one of our favourite people about some of their favourite Kiwi songs, with thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Yes, kia ora, welcome back. It's time for The Guest List, and I'm very excited to have in the studio right now, Gibson98. Good morning.
Good morning, kia ora.
I did give it, it is 98, right?
It is 98, yes.
Is that because you're born in 98?
Yeah.
That's one of them, yeah.
Right, okay.
I mean, my first car was a 98, his was a 99, so that didn't really...
Oh, 99.
Close enough.
What a shit year for a car. hey, thank you so much for coming on. You guys, for our listeners, if you've heard of them, that's because they've been part of our Otatahi Music Access Program course, and I've rambled a bit about you guys on air because you're one of the first four songs released. How was that whole experience for you guys?
It was an interesting experience. I really don't know what to say. It was, just really interesting. It was lots of fun. Doing the recording process was the most fun, I would say, working with Ben. And, Dean?
Yeah, no, it was great fun. Like, it was an awesome process from start to finish. And, shout out to Ben Sinclair, who's the audio engineer
Thank
for the day.
Thank you, Ben. We love you, Ben.
Yeah, no, big ups to Benji. Benny Boy. Benny Blanco. Nah, and then having it mixed with Simon Claridge as well. Having it from where it was at the time to completion. We're absolutely humbled to be part of it. And
what was it like? Are you guys kind of used to that professional recording environment, or was that sort of new for you guys?
No. So definitely when I started helping out Dean 2 years ago, it was just, let's just record at my house in this small little room with a little Focusrite audio interface.
It was like a Scarlett Solo.
Yeah.
And what is it? Audio Technica AT2020 microphone, which you get for $150. So it's the lowest of the low. And obviously no regards for sound dynamics and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But it was definitely something that we weren't used to, but it was I guess because of the people that were there, the environment,
it was just such an experience.
Going
from just a crap home studio to this really cool fancy studio was this is awesome.
It was an upgrade.
Yeah, for sure.
It was definitely an upgrade.
So, because like many artists, you're kind of a lockdown story, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't really thought about it, to be honest. The past 2 years have just gone by so quickly just because we're so preoccupied with what's going on with the whole COVID and cancellations and stuff like that. And it's been a bit of a bummer, but...
Oh, yeah, not an easy time.
No. But I guess you could say it is definitely a lockdown story.
Right.
It's definitely screwed us around a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Cool. So, anyway, let's get into kind of what the guest list is for. I asked you guys to pick two Kiwi songs that you know and love. And we basically will play them, obviously, and have a yarn about them. And you guys kind of chose two real Kiwi classics, old new Kiwi classics. So we'll start with the old, which is Wandering Eye by Fat Freddy's.
Yeah.
Which I think there would be no one in this country who doesn't know this song.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to correct you there, because I'm pretty sure my dad doesn't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's your dad living? What's he doing?
Nah, he's old school. He's born in the 40s, man.
Oh.
He's old.
Oh, so, damn.
Yeah, we're talking Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I don't think they were New Zealanders. I'm no expert.
No, I'm just saying, in terms of the time that he listens to,
it's not bad music.
No, not at all. No, it's just that he's very encapsulated within a small...
Fair enough. Yeah. Hey, fair enough. So Wandering Eye, why? Why this choice?
That was my choice. Wandering Eye, maybe not from a musical point of view, it was influential in our writing right now.
But
I remember listening to it when it first came out, 2005, so I was only seven. I remember seeing the music video, them in the fish and chip store.
Totally.
And I remember watching it when I was really young and thinking, man, the song is so good. and I was still like really young then, and like I'd wait around for like the end of the song until it gets to the end part because I really love that part.
Mm.
And like thinking back, like right, what's an older song that I used to really love and like that might have influenced me a little bit?
Yeah, right.
Probably that song, because that's probably one of the first Kiwi songs that I really heard when I was little, and that's kind of influenced me in a way of like, not musically, but as in. It's a Kiwi artist that's made it.
They're worldwide. Right, totally, yeah.
They're a very respected dub band worldwide. So it's like, if they can do it, I can do it.
Oh, that's beautiful. That warms my soul.
Well, I mean, there's more of a story to it because we actually, Mark and I have actually covered it so many times.
Yeah, right.
We covered
it.
We covered it at our, I think it was like our end of school year prize giving.
Oh, I still cover it now.
Yeah, and we still and covers bands and stuff, and we still play it. And I think the joy of that song is that it almost feels like it just, what I found with the crowd's reaction when I've played it with you recently is that as soon as you hear it,
you know,
you just know, you don't need to know. It just happens. And it's like,
it's got particularly those few chords and a sort of iconic.
Yeah. Especially that drop at the end as well.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the crowd definitely turns around when you start singing.
Totally. I can imagine from a performer's point of view when like a crowd like clicks like that to a classic, it must be so satisfying as well.
Well, I've just started recently singing it now because my old bandmate used to sing it. But so now when I start singing, I'm looking out at the crowd.
Yeah,
and it's so funny. As soon as I start singing those few first lines, people turn around and they go, oh, it's Wandering Eye. I love this song. Yeah, I'm going to sing along.
Hey, that song's awesome, man. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, it's an addictive song. Hey, let's just play it. We've talked about it. Let's play it now. And for our audience out there, here is the first pick for this week's guest list. It is Wandering Eye by Fat Freddy's Drop. I usually screw this part up, so I'm just getting everything ready before I click play.
When I wander, see right through you, flying, highing, Freddy voodoo, lucid, dreaming, magic, wander. Can you see this spell I'm under? Make you wander with that rhythm, feel it moving through your system. Step on, steppers, step up to it. All you got to do is do it. Do it, yeah, yeah. We come to do it, yeah, yeah. We come to do it, yeah, yeah. We come to do it, yeah, yeah. I got the wandering eye. When I got it, all around.
keep on searching. Oh, I got it. Yes, I got it. When will it cease? Never gonna end. Lost my family, I lost my friends. Face is familiar, far from the same. Come a little closer, let me know your name. Who's stepping to the light, sweet one? So I can see you were. What's your name in the moonlight? What's your name in the streetlight? You know, you're looking so good, looking so fine. Yeah, I can tell by the way.